The University of West Florida will field its inaugural football team in the fall of 2016. Leading the Argonauts will be Pete Shinnick, who's no stranger to starting a program from scratch. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody recently sat down with the new head coach.
The town has been very receptive. The campus has been receptive. So it has been very enjoyable to meet and spend time with different people in the community on campus, and then also engaging with the high school coaches. Everyone that I have talked with is just thrilled to death that UWF now has football.
Now, you began the football program at UNC Pembroke from scratch, and in three seasons the Braves were in the D2 playoffs. Was it the same challenge that brought you to UWF?
It was, and I think the exciting part about UWF is it's a university that already has 12,500 students. It's in a wonderful location in Pensacola in this area, and that there are not that many Division II institutions in this area. There's only one other in the state of Florida, but then you've got the other Gulf South Division II schools that really aren't in this area. You know, they're close, but nothing like what it was like in North Carolina.
What are some of the things you plan to bring here, not only from Pembroke, but also from your time coaching elsewhere?
Well, I've been very fortunate, worked for some very good men and learned a lot of things, and then that's kind of been the base for the last 15 years as being a head coach. And first and foremost, I want to hire coaches who are great men of character, bring a lot of integrity to what they do, and then that spills over to the young men that we coach and the young men that we spend time with. And we want to bring young men in here who understand what the culture is at the University of West Florida, knowing that they're coming to a great academic institution while also coming into an athletic program that has had tremendous success. We want to build on what's already been there.
Speaking of hiring coaches, have you hired any yet?
Two. My first two coaches will come on board the first week of May. Steve Sanye will come in as my assistant head coach. Steve is probably one of the few people in the country who's ever been a part of three startup programs now. He did it at Malone College. He did it with us at UNC Pembroke, and he'll do it here. Jamie Deese will come in as my offensive coordinator. Jamie played at Wake Forest, played in professional football, was a graduate assistant for me, came in kind of as an older graduate assistant, but wanted to get into college coaching, and then worked his way up to position coach and offensive coordinator. Great men, great family men. Really looking forward to getting them down here and being a part of what we're doing.
Is it kind of tough to be a football coach knowing there are no games to coach until 2016?
It is tough, and it is difficult because I am a football coach. And, I mean, Saturdays and practices, that's the majority of how I like to spend my time. But I knew that when I took this, and I knew that there would be a gap, obviously, in those seasons, especially next season, because, you know, in 2015 we'll be practicing, but 2014 we won't have players on campus. But I knew that going in and was very excited, obviously, about what the future held. I'm taking this one day at a time and really just living today, making the most of this opportunity, what we have, and what we're trying to accomplish.
Now, your father, Don Shinnick, played for the Colts, and he later went into coaching himself. How much of an influence was he on your career?
Huge influence. My dad, in my opinion, great coach, amazing mind for football, but also a wonderful person. I feel very blessed to have grown up in the household with him as the father and him as a coach. I learned a tremendous amount from him in a lot of areas, but, you know, the number one influence in my life as far as did I want to get into coaching or didn't I?
When you were introduced here in February, you said recruiting would begin in the 850 area code, Florida Panhandle. How will you sell the fledgling program to prospects?
First and foremost, I think every high school football player in the 850 knows what a great place Pensacola is. Whether they've been here, their family's been here, somebody's been through. So they know the town. Do they know the University of West Florida? Probably a lot of them don't, because if you're a football player, there's really no need to. I believe that once we get them on campus, once we show them what is taking place and how this university has grown, they're going to be very excited about that. The vision that they have to catch is we're recruiting student athletes to be here in the fall of 2015, some for possibly the spring of 15. The vision they have to catch is we're going to redshirt you like the majority of freshmen do. I had 30-plus freshmen at the University of North Carolina Pembroke last year. We redshirted every one of them. The reason we did is because we were a great team and we had that luxury. Now, We're going to recruit under that same premise here. You're probably going to redshirt. Why not do it? Then be a part of something great. There's only going to be a handful of young men who will be able to say, I played in the first ever game at the University of West Florida. Not many will have that opportunity. Are they bold enough and courageous enough to step into that and say, I want to be a part of that?
Pete Shinnick is the new head football coach at the University of West Florida. This year and next will be spent organizing the new program, with 2016 the first season on the field. Pete, thank you very much.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
I'm Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.